Yeah, what's up, honey?
Could you, in the next 10 to 15, move your car from the driveway in the garage so that there's more parking space and everybody gets here?
I feel like I get a good spot.
You're like in the middle of the driveway a little bit. Like you're close to the close to the center line. And it's just like it's a welcoming thing. Like you could just welcome everybody by moving your car in the garage. Cause people can't get around you to go in the garage. Why would they want to do that? And then we're gonna stack up three cars long. Somebody's gonna be like halfway out in the road, just move your car.
You know, there is street parking in front of our house, they can just do that.
Yeah, but when the snow plow comes?
Honey, I'm like, I just sat down, I've been running around doing everything, preparing.
Sat down in probably 6 hours, Tim.
Okay. I wasn't doing a competition of who's not sat down.
Well, I just happened to notice it because I have, one, made all the food. I've gotten the menu together. I got all the drinks. I went to Meijer 3 times today because...
Sounds like a lot of shopping that someone did. Sounds like a lot of shopping that I had to get done this morning.
Did you not want us to spend any money on Christmas?
No, I'm not saying you didn't want us to spend a lot of money.
You'd love to spend money on a kid. You'd love to have a baby and buy all the
things. I didn't bring that up. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, yeah, well, I did bring it up.
Okay, I feel like...
We're not going to continue talking about it.
People can park wherever they want. It's not that far from the street to our home. And, I'll help them shovel out later tonight.
It's going to get slippery. You're not going to want to salt the driveway. If you don't want to move your car 6 feet, you're not going to want to salt the driveway later. Are you just trying to do the thing where when it snows, because your car was parked outside, instead of shoveling, you could just wipe the snow into the driveway? Because honestly,
well, it's more efficient. It's more efficient to do that. It's more efficient to do that.
And then I'll be the one shoveling it because you just sat down.
Okay, honey? You seem to make a lot of preconceptions about what I'm going to do in the future. Why don't you just calm down, have a drink, and just have a good time? Oh my god, imagine that, like you just having a good time at Christmas.
Sorry, I'm trying to calm down. I'm sitting over here.
Don't make this a woman thing.
Don't you make it a woman thing.
I wasn't making it a woman thing.
And I am on an extremely heavy period day.
call?
The neighbors.
About what?
The Smiths on the other side.
Okay.
Did you see their house?
Yeah, it's beautiful. They put a lot of effort into those lights.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too much and we could just take that. Like, we could have, like, say you're from the neighborhood committee and say there's too many lights and it's a little too bright and kids might be getting seizures, and just have them take down like two or three strands.
I'm not threatened by their lights. If you're threatened by their lights, you can call them.
I'm not threatened. I'm concerned about the safety of the neighbors.
The safety of the neighbors.
It's too bright. You driving down the street, you might think, oh, that must be a road, and then suddenly somebody crashes into the house and we didn't do our job to protect them.
I know in how you and I interact, I'm going to end up calling them.
So,
okay, so I will call them, but I just, like, let me talk to them. Don't, like, feed me lines to say while I'm talking.
I know that you know exactly how to handle this.
Okay, good, because that's a real pet peeve of mine when you talk while I'm on the phone.
It's pet peeve.
Okay.
The term is pet peep.
It's not pet peep.
It's pet peep.
I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Dave? Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Don't be nice.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, no. Oh, you guys are having people over? Oh, yeah, us too.
Get to it.
I did. Stop talking. I did see the game. Real nail biter.
The lights. Tell them about the lights.
Real. Yeah. No. No. He's not a good quarterback.
Just four or five strands. Just take them down.
Hey, your light display
is bad.
Stop talking. I'm on the phone. You know, this is not coming from me. This is not coming from me. I just want you to know that.
Throw me under the bus.
It's a little bright. There's like a lot going on with. No, it looks great. It looks amazing. Yeah, I know. Everyone likes it. It's just.
No, they don't. It's unsafe. It's unsafe. It's a hazard.
It's just some people are worried.
Say hazard.
Some people are worried that it could be
hazard.
A danger
hazard.
Or a hazard to some of the people that are driving by, or maybe the kids. No, my wife has nothing to do with this.
Yes, she does. You know what? Say it.
My wife has nothing to. No.
Let me talk to him. I'll talk to him.
Fine, you want to talk to him? Okay, you want to talk to him? Talk to him.
Take your lights down!
Thank you.
guys! Oh, hey, boys! Oh, so good to see you. Go ahead and run and play the summary. Have fun. Have fun, guys. Oh my god, so good to see you guys.
Of course. You guys look great.
Got
that rosy flush from the cold.
It's Christmas.
It's freezing out there.
I was drunk. Pretty uneventful.
Yeah, pretty uneventful. We saw some cows.
Cool. So we got you guys.
Before you take your coats off, we have a Christmas project.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. We have four couches upstairs that we're going to donate. And we just need you guys to help us move them down into the garage.
It's a Christmas thing that we're doing. We're donating them to the poor.
Yeah.
So anything, your help with this is basically donating to the needy. So we can just hop in there and grab them.
And they are pretty heavy. They have the pull-out beds inside with the metal frames. So let's move these four couches. Let's go.
And we thought it'd be good to do it before your parents got here so they don't feel guilty about not helping.
Keep those coats on.
I'm kind of tired. There's a grip on the bottom. Like, there's a good, the way it kind of folds under, it's like a good grip.
It's gonna need all four of us for sure.
We tried to move it ourselves and I think we almost popped.
Should only take about a little over an hour. So.
Yeah, it really, if we get moving now, we can get them done. And then, afterward, I have eggnog and cookies. You guys don't have any pre-existing conditions or anything.
Well, Lisa, I don't know if you should
I realize that they don't want to be poor, Sarah.
Poor people are out there without couches right now, and you're not going to help us. Why would we keep our coats on?
Because we're moving them to the garage.
And it's getting a little bit cold out there. We've established they're very heavy. I think we're going to be sweaty.
Take your coats off. I don't care.
Don't
talk about this.
Okay.
We are moving these couches, okay?
I have been doing a lot of Pilates this week.
Oh my god.
And I need to say that my muscles are still really sore, okay?
Oh my god.
And so I just don't know if moving a couch is the best
thing. Do it. Let's call it off, and the poor will just sleep on the street. How about that, huh? We'll just call it off. I don't think that the option is either couch or outside.
It's couch or no couch, and it's important to Tim.
You know, it's kind of like at the end of the Christmas Carol, he doesn't go outside to the window and yell, "Hey, no couches for anyone."
You know, like he does something.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so drinks. We got the bar going, so can I get anyone anything? Really try me here. I can make anything.
Cool, yeah, I'll just take them, that's fine.
Oh, a mudslide. I'm trying to remember that.
It's like the chocolatey onion.
Do I need like a blender for that?
Yes. You guys have a blender. I saw one. You have one of those, ninja blender. That's fancy.
Yeah, I like my blender. I guess. Yeah, I could do old fashioned or like a gin and tonic or something like that.
I would love a mudslide. It'd be so nice.
Seems like a little bit of effort for Christmas.
Maybe you could put a little bit of an effort in.
Okay.
Tim, all you need, look, all you need is a little bit of vodka, some Kahlua, put some Baileys in it.
Okay.
A little bit of cream. If you have any milk, preferably almond milk, a banana, grated Ghirardelli chocolate on the top. Mudslide.
I have two of those things. This would be like something I'd have to go to the store for.
Thank you so much for offering.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to go to the store. I'm saying that I would have to go to the store for that.
Yeah. And I would love that, and I would be so appreciative.
Okay, you are my sister-in-law, and I'm very happy that you're here. I just would love to make you like something simple and quick, as opposed to like me blending like tropical
drink. I don't want anything, man.
No, okay, I don't want it to be. Let's not go there. Okay, you clearly want something.
No,
let's not go where you just,
I clearly want a mudslide.
So I'm the bad guy now? I'm the bad guy because I don't want to go, like, make a tropical drink run at Walgreens?
I think you said it and I didn't say it, and I think I'm glad for that. Like, I'm glad I didn't have to say it out loud.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the bad guy. I'm gonna make a gin and tonic, and I'm gonna put it here on the table in front of you. If you want it, you can drink.
It's not gonna get drunk. You guys, we have that sparkling grape juice for the holidays.
Yeah, Mom, Dad, we're so happy to have you. Thanks for coming.
Glad to come. So I took 55 the whole way here.
Oh, okay.
Make your time.
You guys didn't take a taxi or an Uber or anything like that?
No. Neither one of us has plans to drink too much, so.
No, all the way down from Joliet's too far.
Yeah. You could always stay the night, too, if you ended up wanting to,
I think we'll
the guest room.
We have the sleep number bed now, so it's like we got used to it. So
like you can't sleep in bed.
Anything else.
Sure. Next to someone else's it's bed.
Also has my bed.
Yeah, it's, that's really, I'm trying to think of the right word, brave of you guys to, I mean, just to keep
driving?
I wasn't going to say that, but...
Are you implying that we, do you think we're too old to drive to
here? I didn't say that.
Do you know we took my mother's car away when she was 87.
Okay, great.
How old do you think, do you remember how old
yes, your father yes, and yes, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not the best driver.
Oh, wow! Okay, cool, I thought we were on
the same team. I think she can drive. I don't
like driving at night, okay? Kill me. No one's gonna do that.
I think it's a healthy dialogue that we just keep open, you know? I know that a lot of...
I don't drive at night. Your father drives.
I didn't drive at night.
Okay, I don't care who drives at night. All I'm saying is that... There's a fair amount of news stories about elderly people.
Elderly!
I'm not saying elderly. You guys aren't elderly. I'm just saying you are getting up there to the age of, hey, maybe we talk about
your mother. We are not.
I have sparkling grape juice for everyone.
Thank you, Sarah. We are not elderly. Your mother isn't. The spring chicken she once was, but she's not elderly.
I thought I was gonna have a nice night with my family, and
here we're having a nice night. We're having a nice night.
She wants us to have fun. I'm not a spring chicken.
Do you have any of those water chestnuts that you wrap in bacon?
Let me see what's in the pantry. We have more bacon if somebody didn't cook so dang much for breakfast.
Sounds like a lot of fat and trans fat.
Do you have any actual wine? Yes. May I have a glass of that instead? We were gonna open it when everybody got here.
Your mother's beautiful for her age.
Thank you.
what's up?
If I wanted to, if I wanted to date, is there a place where I could do that?
Like, with the humidifier? Are you sick?
No, I mean, like, if I wanted to, date.
Like, is that a baking thing?
No, I mean, like, if I wanted to, like, use my vapor, like,
What is that?
Oh, it's my vapor.
That's like a little robot box. The heck is that?
You ever seen, it's,
How does that work?
Oh, it's like an alternative to smoking. You press a button.
Oh, that's those little nicotine boxes. No.
Yeah,
we don't allow tobacco use in the house.
Oh my god, no, it's totally safe. It's just,
What's in there, is it?
It's nicotine, but it's like a liquid. It's like an oil.
Uh-huh.
And then when you inhale it, when it comes out, it's just mist.
It's just not for us. It's just not for our house.
Why can't it? Oh, okay. I can't do it.
We have a porch.
It's like 28 degrees outside.
Yeah. Holiday weather. Ho, ho, ho. You can come and go out there and you can really see your breath. I guess with that, you can really see your breath. We just don't encourage use of substance in the house. Eggnog's fine.
I have an eggnog flavored oil.
And that just sounds like some kind of like I feel like I'm reading an article and I don't enjoy it.
What?
When you explain it to me, it just makes me feel like kind of itchy.
Why do I need to explain it to you?
Then just go outside.
No, I don't want to go outside. It's freezing outside.
Okay, well you should have thought of that before you took up tobacco as an addiction.
The cookies you wanted me to bring over to the neighbors for Christmas?
Aren't they terrific?
Yeah.
Did I go to to too much trouble?
These are for the Goldsteins, right?
Yeah. Tasty treats for Tobias. Do you see what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
They're all T's. It's alliteration. And all the cookies are little T's. Little lowercase T's. Because he's a baby and his name is Tobias.
Honey, I'm already like a little uncomfortable bringing cookies over to our Jewish friends at Christmas. The fact that they look like crosses is weird to me.
They're T's.
Yeah, I understand they're T's. T's and crosses look the exact same. You know that, right?
I'm not dumb.
I'm not saying you're dumb.
I don't spell your name cross I am.
What?
Your name is spelled T-I-M, not cross-I-M. I know the difference between a cross and a T. And their baby's name is Tobias. And I think they would enjoy eating the cookies, whether they were shaped like the damn devil's hoof, or T's.
It looks like I'm going over there to convert them.
Don't bring your uncomfortable feelings about religion over to the Goldsteins.
It just feels
like that's not what they want on Hanukkah.
It feels like we don't know them enough yet for them to be like a religious thing.
Never brought them cookies. It's not religious, it's a gift.
I would even be fine with like a star.
G-I-F-T, not a G-I-F cross.
Honey?
Do you want me to paint a little bleeding man on there so you can really take your weird point home and show them about Christianity?
Why don't you put some red sprinkles on there and I'll just put it in the yard? Would you prefer that?
Thank you.
chop chop. Lemon pot mass. Wants to 11 o'clock mass.
Oh!
Everybody wants to do mass because that's what you do.
Well, Asher just stepped out to vape. I'll just wait for him here. Well, he could probably come in a separate car.
Seems like, It's a Wonderful Life is on. We're just having a good time here at home.
So we should transport our good time to the Lord's home. And is that, that's a Catholic
mass. Yeah, mass.
Mass.
And Tim makes a good point. It's a Wonderful Life is on, and that movie only plays one time every year, and if we miss it now, we won't see it. Or we could go.
We haven't done carols.
I didn't say that it only plays for once.
Carols will be part of the service. We haven't done family stories.
Saying Catholic Mass, which is the most important part of Christmas. What is the reason for the season?
Why don't we do a Mass here? Yes, we can sing carols.
None of us are ordained priests.
What does that even mean?
Well, why don't we just do, I could lead it, and...
Are you an ordained
priest? It's not
like
a make-believe thing.
They don't let women do it.
I'm sorry, what?
Let me be clear, I don't want to go. Like, I know, we're having a good time here. Dad, please.
You go every Sunday.
Let me tell you
to Mass.
Let me tell you what we're gonna learn at Mass to appreciate the ones around us, right? Okay, we're learning that from the movie. We're learning that from the movie right now. I'm learning
that's
that
not all that it's about. We appreciate the ones around us, and we give thanks to the Lord for the life that we have. And if we just compromise and do it here, then we all get what we want. I'll leave it. We can
no,
all thank
you are not a Catholic priest. You're a woman. They don't let women do it. It's...
Alright. Yeah, that's weird. That's also really weird.
I'm against it too, but it's my church,
Honey, calm down. Now, did Billy Wilder die for your sins? No, Billy Wilder didn't die for my sins.
Okay. Argument over.
Clarence did. Clarence died. Clarence died.
Clarence
and then
was
Clarence
already...
had to come back and help out. So he did die in a way.
Sarah, I was being incredibly sarcastic when I said that thing about Billy Wilder.
You say everything in the same voice. I don't know how I'm supposed to keep up.
I feel like I'm gonna get really bored with one of these sermons, and I'm just gonna fall asleep anyway.
Hey,
everyone falls asleep at Mass. You should still fucking go. Dad.
Okay, Mom, Dad, do you guys need anything to drink?
I'm just gonna pop in the fridge here, grab myself, Coors.
Lagunitas?
It's Lagunitas, I think. I think that's the name of the brand.
Is it not Lagunitas?
No, I don't think it's Lagunitas. That sounds really gross for some reason.
Maybe I'm having a fancy beer today.
Oh,
Christmas.
Well, how many have you had?
How many have you had, Dad?
Let's see, we got on the highway around. What time is that?
Did you have drinks before you got on the highway?
He had one at home.
Okay.
It's just a beer. Not drinking. Drinking alcohol.
To his credit, there are statistics that say that you actually become a little bit better driver on one drink, and then
That's true. I would love to see those statistics. Dad, you have high blood pressure. Should you be drinking? You're on medication for it.
It's Christmas.
Well, doesn't mean that you're immune to anything bad happening. I mean, your blood is going to be thinner.
Who said you want? It's Christmas Day.
I do want you to be able to enjoy yourself. And, you know, I had your backpack there from drinking wine, but this is
my family.
What, 4 or 5?
I have a beer with my son. What kind of beer do you want? You want me to sip it?
I don't know what you just said. You know, Dad, it's a little dangerous.
I've seen some of the Lagunitas little...
Stop saying Lagunitas. Let's everyone stop saying Lagunitas. It's Lagunitas. Dad, you know what? I would love to do dangerous things on Christmas too, but that's not like just like a blanket to do whatever we want.
All right. We're gonna go snowmobiling.
Dear.
What?
Let's do something dangerous. Let's get a
snowmobile. I don't wanna do dangerous things. What I'm saying is that you have high blood pressure. I don't want you to get sick.
Your blood's really thin. The alcohol's gonna thin it even more. If you get a cut, it'll never stop.
I have this Lagunitas. And, that'll be it.
Could I have a course?
Thank you.
Okay, I think we got everything. For dinner, does anyone need anything at all?
No, yum.
Okay, sitting down then. So happy everyone can make it. Alright, yeah. Pass me one of them rolls.
Would you want to say something?
Do you want like a toast or anything like that? Yeah, of course. It's good to have everybody here for Christmas. Of course, we're all blessed by the Lord.
Amen.
To have such a fine family, such beautiful food, and
always getting emotional.
Oh, Daddy, you gonna cry?
Somebody do a chest thing.
We don't need peppermint oil. No one needs peppermint oil.
This is not the time.
We're all trying to think of solutions.
Okay, I'm gonna get the phone. I'm gonna get my phone. My cell phone and call.
Wait, how is no one already called? Dad, just breathe, okay?
Okay, all right. Let me put this peppermint oil under his nose.
I don't think he needs the bad elevator's legs.
Yeah.
I think that's a fit elevator's legs.
There's an emergency.
Don't tell me the old address, tell me the current address.
Just breathe in with me, breathe in with me. 12154.
What do you mean?
Just breathe in.
Oh my god.
It could be a heart attack, we don't know. Send somebody.
He has food in his mouth. Let me get the food. Don't bite me. Let me get the food out of your mouth. Okay. Don't bite my hand.
They're sending somebody, I guess.
Okay, should we do like a Heimlich? How would that help right
now? I don't know, man.
The Heimlich is not choking. I don't know, man. He's not dying! This isn't about you!
Thank you.
Okay, the ambulance, took him. It seems like he was still responsive, so...
Okay.
You know, I think we'll probably be okay.
Just give me a hug.
Yeah, of course. Oh my god,
You really handled yourself.
You did too. You really did. Thank you so much for everything you did this Christmas.
Thank you.
You were amazing. I know we had, you know, some fights, but it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
It was still family. And at yes. the end of the day, it's like that's the thing.
That's... Christmas is about being with the ones we love, and
yeah.
I love you, I love my family.
I love you too, and we'll work on stuff, and it's gonna be good because it's Christmas and we have each other.
Yeah, and you know, Dan's gonna be okay, that's what matters.
He's gonna be okay. And somebody fucking spilled red wine on the couch!
Oh my god, was that Dad when he had the heart attack?
Oh god damn it!
Was he gonna pay? Is he gonna pay for that? Great, okay, my dad had a heart attack, but he spilled red wine on my couch. Okay, cool, so now I have to guilt him about this.
No, don't bring it up, just get
no, me No, I'm gonna bring it up, I'm gonna let him rest for a few days, but then I've gotta bring it up.
Well, eventually, we're all gonna die.